Julian, I'm sorry about the heartache that's been happening in your life lately. Are you okay?
Yes.
How old are you?
6.
And where do you live? In Oxford? You're not sure? I'm pretty sure, Ma, that's where you guys are from, right?
That is where we're from.
Yeah.
It's amazing how when you're young, the scars heal so quickly. You move on from one day, it's tragedy, to the next day, you're bright as sunshine. But pitchers and catchers report this week, so heartache's about to return, my friend.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. Julian is joining us, and I came across his video on Facebook because when he heard about his beloved Boston Red Sox making a trade that he wasn't happy about, he didn't take it so well.
Look at you staring at the ceiling looking for the information. Mookie Betts is gone.
Here's how it went.
Why are you crying?
The Eskimos and Mookie Betts. He got traded too.
Who?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts and who else?
They were crying.
Oh, buddy, it's okay.
Not okay.
I mean, let's be honest. We're much more broken up about Mookie than we are David Price.
Is that true? Do you like one more than the other, Julian?
Yes.
Yeah, bye, David. See you later, David.
So why were you so upset?
Because I like them. They got so much home runs, the Smokey Bats.
Yeah, and you know, I'm looking at you and you're wearing your Red Sox hat and you're wearing your Red Sox jersey. You're like a major supporter. What do you do in a situation like this when your favorite player, now he's gone?
I don't know.
Well, there's no way he's going to get to watch any of these baseball games. Dodgers games start at like after 10 o'clock at night.
Well, actually, in the video, Julian had some thoughts about that.
Oh.
I don't even like the Dodgers.
It's okay.
They're the worst.
They're not the worst.
But they are.
It's okay. It can still be your favorites.
They can't because I have to X them all forever.
Right.
You don't have to X them all.
I do.
I think that there's a lot of people that agree with you right now. When we put this on our Facebook page, there was so much support for you, and they understood where your upsetness came from. So what are you going to do now? Because I was thinking maybe you could be a Yankees fan like me.
What? No.
No.
What do you mean no?
There you go. That's my man.
No? So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
He's going to start counting down the next 86 years. We're going to be fine. There's no curse with moving Mookie Betts.
Liz, were you surprised by his reaction?
Well, we were waiting to tell him what happened until his dad got home. We were on our way home from
the break. Like the passing of a gerbil or something.
We thought that was how we were going to handle it.
That's amazing.
And then he heard it on the radio.
Oh.
And he said, what happened?
Yes.
And that's, here we are.
This is why I can't listen to the radio the morning after the premiere of This Is Us. Wait a minute, why did Kevin cry? Big three, what? Oh, this is so upsetting.
So, Julian, now that a few days have gone by, do you feel better about what's happened?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, well, that's good. So what's the plan moving forward?
I don't know.
Right, just keep cheering for the Boston Red Sox, right? You sure you don't want to come over to the Yankees?
I'm sure.